It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to another episode of Open Heaven Hour. This is a special time of the day where we get to share and hear the Word of God. You're welcome to the seventh day in the month of June 2024, and indeed it's a huge privilege to be counted among the living this morning, and for this we want to say a very special thank you and a very special shout out to the King of Glory. This special episode from today and every other day is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton. The Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton. They're bringing us this Open Heaven Hour because what is our day without the devotion? What is our day without fellowship? And what is our day without getting the mind of God? As a road map, His word is a lamp unto our feet. So what can we do without His word? And every morning we make use of our Open Heaven devotional manual written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. And this morning, if you are not with your Open Heaven devotion, you can just stay tuned and listen to us as we bring the word for today. Today's topic will be looking at prayers for youths. Prayers for youths. Our hymn today is Hymn 1, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. All hail the power of Jesus' name. A Bible in 1 year is taken from the book of Psalms. Psalms 18 to 21. Psalms chapter 18 to chapter 21. A memory verse today will be taken from the book of 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 12. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 12. And it says, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Again, our memory verse today is taken from the book of 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 12. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. And our Bible reading for today will be taken from the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1 to 5. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1 to 5. If you are not with your Bible, please get your Bible and come along with us. Again, we'll be looking at the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1 to 5. The Bible says, remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come, and the years draw near when you say, I have no pleasure in them. While the sun and the light, the moon and the stars are not darkened, and the clouds do not return after the rain. And the day when the keepers of the house tremble, and the strong men bow down. When the grinders cease, because they are few, and those that look through the windows grow dim. When the doors are shut in the streets, and the sound of grinding is low. When one rises up at the sound of a bird, and all the daughters of music are brought low. Also, they are afraid of heights and of terrors in the way. When the almond trees blossoms, the grasshopper is a burden, and desire fails. For man goes to his eternal home, and the mourners go about the streets. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's Open Heaven comes with prayers for our youths, and we'll be taking them one after the other because we have 12 prayer points right here. The first prayer point says, Father, thank you for the youths. I am grateful for your unconditional love, blessings, and kindness to the youths. Let's open our mouths and begin to pray. Father, thank you for the youths today. Father, I am grateful for your unconditional love. I am grateful for your blessings. And as well, I am grateful for your kindness to our youth. Father, we are grateful from age to age, you have been the same. Over our youth, Lord, you have been king. Lord, we want to say thank you. Thank you for the love you keep showing us, for the mercies you keep showing us, for the blessings you keep giving to us, for your kindness you keep showing us, oh Lord. Father, we want to say thank you, and I stand in place of every youth in every nation, every continent. Lord, we say thank you. Lord, we are grateful. We are grateful, Lord. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. The second prayer point says, Father, please increase your love in the hearts of the youths. Let them love you far more than anyone in the world or anything in this world. Father, please increase your love in the hearts of the youths. Let them love you far more than anyone or anything in this world. May nothing, oh Lord, may nothing take the love we have for you. May nothing, no one will take your love that we have for you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask by your mercy, nothing will take your place in our hearts. No idol, nothing standing as an idol, object, person will take the love that we have for you. The love we are building for you, your place in our hearts. Nothing and no one will take it in Jesus' name. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Again, I want us to pray the third prayer point that says, Father, please guide and protect the youths from the path of destruction. Don't let the devil deceive them into walking the wrong path in life. Show them the path of life and give them the grace to work in it. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, by your mercy, protect every youth from the path of destruction. Every youth on the path of destruction already, Father, we ask that you deliver and redirect their steps in the name of Jesus. Father, do not let the devil deceive them into working the wrong path in life. Father, by your mercy, you will show them the path of life and give them the grace to walk in it. They will not walk contrary to your ways, to your will in the name of Jesus. Your direction and your direction alone is all we will take in the name of Jesus. for in Jesus' name we have prayed. The fourth prayer point says, Father, please frustrate every agenda of the enemy to corrupt the youth and destroy the future of the church in Jesus' name. Father, please frustrate every agenda of the enemy to corrupt the youth and destroy the future of the church in Jesus' name. By your mercy, O Lord, Father, the agenda of the devil, of the enemy, O Lord, upon the youths, O Lord, in the church, in the world, Lord, we ask that you destroy the agenda in Jesus' name. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Our fifth prayer point says, Father, please set the youth free from every curse or battle inherited from their parents in Jesus' name. Father, we ask by your mercy. We ask by your mercy. Father, please set the youth free from every curse or battle inherited from their parents in the name of Jesus. Every affliction, every curse, every battle that they inherited, O Lord. Father, we ask, O Lord, we call forth your deliverance. We call forth your deliverance in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. The sixth prayer point says, Father, please make all the youth productive in the society. Settle them with good jobs and thriving businesses, and make them useful to themselves and their families. By your mercy, O Lord, Father, please, every of our youth, O Lord, Father, make them productive in the society. Father, settle them with good jobs and thriving businesses, and make them useful to themselves and to their families in the name of Jesus. Our eighth prayer point says, Father, please give the youths the grace to live holy in this perverse world. Don't let them fall for the tricks and temptation of the devil to sin. Father, by your mercy, by your mercy, O Lord, Father, preserve our youths. Give them the grace, O Lord, to live holy lives in this perverse world. Father, do not let them fall for the tricks and temptations of the devil. In this world where sin is raging, in this world where the devil goeth to and fro, Lord, the youth will not be tricked in the name of Jesus. Our ninth prayer point is, Father, please give the youth in the church the grace to do your work even at their young age. Let them become evangelists, pastors, and ministers that will do far greater works than their fathers in Jesus' name. Father, please give, O Lord, give all our youth in the church the grace to do your work even as they are at their young age. Let them become evangelists, O Lord. Let them become pastors. Let them become ministers. Let them carry visions for greater works than their fathers in Jesus' name. Our 10th prayer point says, Father, please answer the prayers of the youth according to your will. Encourage them to draw closer to you in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask, O Lord, that every prayer is raised to you by our youths, Father, according to your will and according to your riches in glory. Lord, we ask that you answer in the name of Jesus. We ask that you encourage them to draw closer to you in the name of Jesus. We ask that you draw them. You ask that you draw them in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. The 11th prayer point is, Father, please do not let our youth repeat any mistakes that their parents have made. Give them the grace to break negative generational patterns in the name of Jesus. May our youth not repeat the same mistakes that their parents have made. Give them the grace to break negative generational patterns in the name of Jesus. Our 12th prayer point says, It says your personal prayer point for the youth. Begin to just prophesy into the lives of every youth out there today. Lord, we ask by your mercy. We ask by your mercy, O Lord, you begin to touch the hearts of our youth. Send out your rain of revival. Send out your fire of revival into the midst of every of our youth in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask by your mercy and by your grace. Send out your revival, O Lord. Send out your revival, O Lord. Thank you, O Lord, for answering us. For in Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Amen. Thank you very much for joining us. You can do us a favor, but if you want to bless somebody, you can always share the Open Heaven. You can access it after the show. You can access it on our podcast. You can share it. You can just bless somebody this morning. And the Lord bless you. Have a wonderful day.